Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamah Samadal Daman Aleph. We're holding on Amadal Daman Aleph by the top, Uman Haytana. So it says the Gemara, Uman Haytana de Isla Yisr Kailul Visr Moisif Visr Vasachas. The Mishnah said, we had Reuven and Shimon who were married to Rachel and Leah, and they went ahead to do the Nisuan, but by mistake Reuven did Nisuan with Leah, and Shimon was together with Rachel, so they're over on Ishas Ish, they could be over also if their brothers on Ishas Ach, and if the women are sisters, they're over on Achis Isha, and if they're Nidais, they're also over on the Isra of Nida. So now the only way all four of those Yisroon could be Chal is if, technically, in Isra Chal Isra. But if you hold of Isra Vasachas, if you hold of Isra Maisif, Isra Kailo, and all these three exceptions, so then there's a way for it to all work out, like Rashi speaks out. So who is this Tana that holds of all three exceptions? That we hold of all three of Isra Kailo, Isra Maisif, and Isra Vasachas. I'm Rav Yudah, I'm a Rav, Rameir, he, that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rameir, the Tanya, we know that Rameir holds of all three, like we learned in the Braisa, that Yesh Eichel Achila Achas V'chayevola you could have a person who eats one achila, one thing, and for that one achila, he's chayav four chatois and one asham. What's the case? You have a tamei she'achal chilev u'naisem in the mukdashin b'yom kippurim. He's a tamei person, and he's eating a piece of meat that's hektish, and he ate not just the meat, he ate the chilev, he ate the forbidden fats, and it was hektish that it was already... They didn't eat it in the proper time, so it's already Nisar. And he's eating it on Yom Kippur. So, and Rameir says, and in Mahisa Shabbos, Vahitzu Bepiv Chayef, and also, he could be Chayef a fifth thing, because if he's eating it and he's walking outside on Shabbos, he could also be Chayef for Haitzah. Amrulay, the Tanakam is adaktim, but Enum in Hashem, that no, that doesn't count, because we're talking about Isuri Achila, and that's not Mamish and Isra Achila, even though he's being Ivor on Haitzah, in this case, by way of eating, it's not Lamais and Isra Achila. Al-Kapanim, so how do you have all these Isurim? So first, you have four chatois, according to the Tanakama, you have four chatois and one asham. The asham is for the Isra of Mi'ila, because Mi'ila is not chayav chatois, it's an asham Mi'ila. But otherwise, it's four chatois and the asham of Mi'ila. How do you have all the Isurim being chal? Because the animal already has the Isra chalev as soon as it's born. Then the person is makdashet. Now there's an Isra Mi'ila, because Mi'ila is maisif, that besides there being an Isra achila, there's also an Isra hana, so that's an Isra maisif. Another Isra maisif is a naisar, when the animal is not eaten during its time, so now besides being usher for people to eat, it also becomes usher to be brought on the Mizbeach, so that's also an Isser Moisif, and then the person becomes Tameh, so now he's not allowed to eat any Hekdish. Included in any Hekdish is this piece of meat, so that's an Isser Kailo. Another Isser Kailo is when it becomes Yom Kippur, all food becomes usher. Included in all food is also this piece of meat, and Rameir says that also if it's Shabbos, he can be Chayef for Haitzah. How does Isser Shabbos Chal? Because Shabbos and Yom Kippur come in at the same time, so it's Isser Vasachas, so he's Sira Meir holds of all three, Isra Kailo, Isra Maisiv, and Isra Vasachas. Now says the Gemara, so the Tana of our Mishnah is Rameir, great. Rameir Aliba Deman, it's Rameir according to which Tana? If he's going like Rabbi Yeshua, Ha'amar Tabit Var Mitzvah Pater, it can't be Rameir within the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua's Shita is the Tabit Var Mitzvah Pater. So that's what the Gemara is pointing out, that our Mishnah, even though it's Rameir, he has to be going not like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds, if a person makes a mistake when trying to do a mitzvah, like in our case where they're trying to do the mitzvah of Nisuin, so then they're Pater, and our Mishnah says Chayiv, so he's not going like Rabbi Yeshua, Ela Libet Rabbi Eliezer. He's going like Rabbi Eliezer, who says the Tabit Var Mitzvah is Chayiv, which the Gemara says, it's not necessarily muchach, it could be he is going like Rabbi Yeshua, and kikamer Rabbi Yeshua, tabid var mitzvah pater, hani mili gabi tinaikais. When did Rabbi Yeshua say the halacha that a tabid var mitzvah is pater? That's only in a case like a case of tinaikais, where the maya was supposed to be mal, a certain baby, who had his mila on Shabbos, he was supposed to have his mila on Shabbos, and by mistake he was mal a different kid who wasn't supposed to have his mila on Shabbos, so he was tabid var mitzvah. So in such a case, Rabbi Yeshua said pater, dafka in this type of case is manning boho, because he was pressed for time. The mila had to take place on Shabbos, so there was a certain pressure. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua, in I guess like a mix of the fact that he was pressured and he was doing a mitzvah, so Rabbi Yeshua said in such a case he's pater. Aval hai, but in our Mishnah's case, kevan deins manning boho, since it's true he was doing a mitzvah, he was tabid var mitzvah, but he wasn't pressured for time. In such a case, loy, Rabbi Yeshua does not give up a Torah, and even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that he's chayiv. So the Mishnah could even be Rameir ali with Rabbi Yeshua. Now the Gemara just has the on that, is that really true that Rabbi Yeshua only holds a Tabid Var Mitzvah by Zman Ebal, Vare Truma? We have the case of Truma, the Ein Zman Eibahol, the Kapater, that Rabbi Shua patterned him out to Tabidvar Mitzvah, even though it wasn't a case of Zman Eibahol. What was the case? That now we learned in the Mishnah, Hayayicha b'Truma b'Neida Shem Ben-Grusha b'Chalutza, a Kayan was eating Truma, and then he finds out that he's possible, he's a Ben-Grusha or a Ben-Chalutza, so he was Tabidvar Mitzvah, he thought he was doing a Mitzvah v'Achilas Truma, and in the end he wasn't really, he was really possible. So Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Karen v'Chaymish, Rabbi Eliezer says he's Chayev because he's Tabidvar Mitzvah is Chayev. Rabbi Yeshua Pater, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, he's Pater. Why? Alts Tav Dvar Mitzvah. And even though over there was no pressure for time, there's no time limit for when he has to eat the Truma. So says the Gemara, it's not true. The case that Mishnah is discussing, a Truma that was Chametz, and so he had to eat it before a certain time because it was Pesach. So since he was pressured for time, that's why Rabbi Yeshua gave the Patura of Tav Dvar Mitzvah. But otherwise, if there is no pressure for time, so then even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that Tav Dvar Mitzvah is Chayev, so the Mishnah could even be Remeir, with Rabbi Yeshua. Mibayis Ema, or you could say that the whole Mishnah is not even Remeir. We said that the whole Mishnah is Remeir, and that's how you have Isser Kailul, Isser Maisiv, Isser Vasachas. It's not necessarily true. It could be, Isser Vasachas, with Rabbi Shimon. It could be the Mishnah is discussing a case where all four Yisroel were Chal at the same time, and we're going like Rabbi Shimon, who Rabbi Shimon does not hold of Isser Kailul, he does not hold of Isser Maisiv, but he does hold of Isser Vasachas. So says the Gemara, well, how do you have it in our Mishnah that all four Isur and Mechal at the same time? So Bishlam Akulu, most of them, I get it. The first three, Eishas Ish, Eishas Ach, Achis Isha, that, fine, that makes sense. Mishkachas Luhu, Deshavinu Shliach, Mishavuinu Shliach, the men sent the Shliach to marry them to the woman, and the woman sent the Shliach to be Makabal the Kedushin, Upaga Shliach, Mishliach, and then one Shliach of the men met up with the Shliach of the ladies, gave the Kasaf, and like that, their marriages were Mechal at the exact same time. So you have Eishas Ish, Eishas Ach and Achis Isha all being Chal at the same time. Ela Nidais, Heichi Mishkachas Lo, but how do you have it if they were also Nidais at the exact same time? So Amar of Amar, Amar Av, B'Sheifais, Mitoich Yud Gimel, La'achar Shleisha Eser. They were flowing with dam already from before the men turned bar mitzvah until afterwards, lechiyuvi enu, which makes them chayef for nida, at the exact same time that their marriage was chal, because the kedushin is also only taifes as soon as they turn bar mitzvah, and also mitoich shneimasar, leachar shneimasar, lechiyuvi enhi. And also, they were also becoming bas mitzvah on that exact same day. And they were flowing down from right before the Bas Mitzvah until after. And again, their Kedusha was only Taifes at the moment that they become Bas Mitzvah. That's also the time when the fact that they're Anida, when the Isser Nida is Chal. So all four Yisur are Chal at the exact same time.